Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, Star Wars fans. Welcome back to another episode of Hyperspace Hangout. Matt and Ez here. And Ez, today I have a question for you. Do we really need a Darth Maul show right now? Okay, now hear me out. Am I opposed to Dave Filoni doing an animated Darth Maul show that's got Sam Witwer? No. Will it be good? Yes, I think it'll probably be great. But it goes back to what you and I have been saying, and it goes back to this idea of really building out the Mandoverse. And should that be our focus? Like, it feels like Star Wars is just making content and saying, hey, let's do like Skeleton Crew over here. Let's do Obi-Wan. Let's do Acolyte. And we're jumping all over the place. And while some of these shows are good and some maybe not so much, you lose a lot of that momentum and a lot of that need to watch it. Like when a Star Wars right now is not in this place where everything feels like it's must watch TV. It's like, oh yeah, maybe I should watch it, or I could watch it, and or I can watch that later. Whereas like what you're doing at Marvel, and I think Marvel got too big and that was part of a problem. So I think like DC is a really good example of this right now, where it's like, oh man, Peacemaker season one. Okay, Superman, Peacemaker season two is on right now. I feel like I must watch it, right? Yeah. To be ready for the next thing. Whereas Marvel, it's all over the place. It's like, eh, Bad Batch is out. Oh, and, you know, Andor and all this stuff. And so again, Andor is phenomenal in some of these shows, but man, Darth Maul, like it's still going to be pre episode four. Like it's not going to tie into, it's not going to tie into this Mandoverse where it feels like that's where the focus should be. So what do you think?
Well, and actually, you just said something interesting. Yeah, like you said, it's not going to tie into the Mandoverse. And it just, as you said that, I thought, unless they're actually going to, I mean, that would shock me if they tried to. I mean, we know they can't do it with the Darth Maul character. But like, how far are they going to go with this? You know, his journey after Clone Wars is that he goes into the underworld, right? And he starts to kind of delve into these crime syndicates. And we pick up really right after Clone. It sounds like it's going to be early. Like right after Order 66.
Like Bad Batch.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what was he doing during that time? And how does he get involved in Crimson Dawn? Or how does he get involved in some of those crime syndicates? The only way that could probably tie into Mandoverse is if they actually got it. They've had the Pike Syndicate, right? They had that in the Book of Boba Fett, right? So they've had a crime syndicate there. I don't know if they've referenced Black Sun or not. Or Crimson Dawn. I don't think so. I don't think they've referenced those in any bigger shows. That's the only thing I can think of where there would be a little tie-in. And it's not, but is that enough to justify like this being necessary right now? No. I mean, honestly, it's not. Like I do not think that a Darth Maul show right now is the thing that Star Wars needs, if that makes sense. And I say needs. Is it great? Is it something that we're gonna love and enjoy and will it be good? Probably. But does it sort of shift the focus again? Is it not like a pinball machine of just Star Wars project here, Star Wars project here, one over 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 here? Like they're all over the place, right? And that's the thing. It's this loss of focus, and it just feels like we're just, it's almost like
throwing stuff out there to see what sticks.
It's dude, Matt, it's like Star Wars is Swiss cheese, and we're just trying to fill these holes with stories.
It does.
And it's like, okay, I guess eventually we'll just get it all filled up. I think the thing is we need a new piece of cheese. Like, we actually need a whole new thing. We need a whole new story. One of the things, like a must watch. So what you're talking about is like must watch TV. If you were to continue the Rey, as much as people may not like the Rey story, and we'll talk about this in the next episode or whatever, but like moving the timeline forward is a must
watch. Oh, it's must watch.
Must watch. Have to. It's brand new territory. We don't know what's going to happen. It's literally extending the timeline. That's why you have all, like that. That's blockbuster money right there. I mean, you can literally go to the movie theater and be like, oh my God, where is the saga going? What's the future of Star Wars? This is the past of Star Wars, essentially, right? This is us going back to Darth Maul's character and figuring out, you know, what happened during these times. Really cool stuff is going to happen. We are not sitting over here saying like, oh my God, seeing Sam or having Sam Witwer play Darth Maul, well, it's going to be, no, it's great. This should have been done a long time ago, actually, maybe whatever, but it's not necessary in terms of like your focus. And that's got to be key here. So Dave Filoni, think about just that creator. He is working on writing Ahsoka season 2. How does writing Maul and the character Maul tie into what's happening there? Like, how is his mind? I mean, again, people might say, well, come on, man, he can focus on two different things and he can move, but it just doesn't feel like his efforts and energies are all focused on building out that conflict with Thrawn and the Mortis gods and Ahsoka and where that's going. It feels like his time and attention is split and divided a lot. I mean, could be wrong. I mean, I think that's where we've seen mistakes. Because here's the thing. If you have a goal if you have a goal to work out or to grow academically or to get raises or money or wealth, everyone agrees that you should narrow your focus and that you should focus on one or two things, right? So it when as a creator, when you're focusing on like 5, 6, 7 different things, you start to lose track. You start to get overwhelmed. You start to, oh, I forgot to do this or forgot to do that. I just think that's how I see Star Wars or Lucasfilm as a company right now is a company that's sort of overwhelmed with filling holes and just trying to play off of legacy characters and make more money from those characters. I don't want to say it's cash grab. I'm not trying to say, well, maybe I will say it just to go ahead and, because is it a cash grab? Is there money in this? Is just going to be on this? It's just going to be on Disney Plus, right? It's just going to be another thing to fill a gap, but I don't know, buddy. I think it's a really good question to ask, and I would love to hear what people think. Do we need a Darth Maul show right now?
My issue with it is, and I think we saw this with Book of Boba Fett, was when you're doing these things that are happening like here and then all the way over here, let's look at Book of Boba Fett, right? So when Book of Boba Fett was going on, I think Bad Batch was also Bad Batch season 2 is coming out or whatever. And like Fennec shows up in Bad Batch season 2. And you're also dealing with Cad Bane. Oh, cool. But the larger audience does not watch animation. I'm sorry. They don't. Like, that's not saying animation isn't good. I'm not saying like, I think it's great, but your audience, the large majority of audience is not watching Star Wars animation. So when Cad Bane showed up in Book of Boba Fett, people were like, who is this? Because Cad Bane has never appeared in live action, and they sort of just assumed that the audience would know who it was and want to look into it more, but that's just always not the case. And so I feel like Star Wars, since Disney has taken over, has relied on like fans really wanting to pull out those super deep cuts and being willing to go do it. But I just don't think that it happens the same way that it does in, say, Marvel, or it does in DC, right? With like comic book characters and things like that. I just don't think people do it in Star Wars, because sometimes it's like really kind of difficult to go get these deep cuts. And I feel like that's what they're doing with this Maul show. I think there will be some deep cuts that overall will end up being cool, but they don't necessarily serve the purpose of propelling some big narrative forward that makes that next thing that much more worth your time to watch. Mm-hmm. Right. Like in Marvel, it was like, oh my God. Okay. You know, at the end, Nick Fury shows up and it's like, okay, well then Nick Fury shows up again. Or, you know, Iron Man's like, hey, we need to form a team. Like that's what everyone has been trying to replicate since that happened. Everybody across all media has been trying to replicate the Marvel formula of why it is cool and why it matters. And so Star Wars did that a little bit, like with Mando showed up in the Book of Boba Fett. I was like, oh my God. Okay. This is awesome. That's what we all loved when Boba Fett showed up in Mando. We were like, this is awesome. But then they kind of dropped the ball by having Cad Bane be the villain who appears out of nowhere. When it's like, you should have just left it like stormtroopers. We already know who they were.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And so is there going to be something that we see in here that like, oh, well, maybe Darth Maul does interacts with somebody and like, we'll hear about this crime syndicate here in, you know, Ahsoka season 2 or whatever, maybe, but it's just, it's not the same as like, now we've seen Ahsoka and we're getting the Mando movie. If Ezra Bridger shows up in the Mando movie, which is the next Mando thing. Okay. Cause we just saw Ezra Bridger in Ahsoka.
Right. Right.
Right. Exactly. They're not the same when you're doing it all the way back here.
No, that's a really good point. And I'm going to go ahead and speculate and theorize that if Dave Filoni's mind is in Mandoverse and he's working with Jon Favreau and they are doing what you just said, which is saying, all right, Ezra Bridger shows up. We introduced this character. Really cool. There's some connections to Rebels there. But like they did a good job, at least in Ahsoka, of like telling you who Ahsoka was, pairing her with like Hayden Christensen and Anakin and getting some backstory on that. They did a good job of like bringing that character there. You have to spend time telling stories and make those characters relevant. So if Dave Filoni's mind is like in that Mando verse and he's building it out, thinking about like these little cameos and who's going to show up when and where, the only way that I think that the Darth Maul show could connect is if he takes an original George Lucas idea, which is George Lucas wanted to, in the sequels, I believe he wanted to resurrect Darth Maul and have his apprentice Darth Talon. That's the only thing I could think if he was really going big, if he was really, really like, and I don't think Lucasfilm has it anymore. I don't think they have the nerve to go balls to the walls like that and actually bring back and resurrect Darth Maul again. Right. Can you do it? You can. I mean, with some Sith magic or some ritual, that's a lot. It's a lot, but it is a rumor. And it's a George Lucas type of thing where Darth Maul was cut in half. As far as we knew, he was dead. And this is what Clone Wars was all about. He said, hey, and I mean, Dave Filoni was like, everyone went pale on the team when he said, we're bringing Darth Maul back. And they're like, how? You cut him in half, bro. You sliced him in half, like waist. Like his whole bottom half is gone. We saw him tumbling down the thing and we're like, Obi-Wan killed him. And then they bring him back. So it would be weird, but I mean, I think that's something. It's the only thing I can think of. Or the other thing, if you don't resurrect Darth Maul, and again, like you just said, this is not going to work necessarily for the bigger audience. Even if you have a secret Darth Maul apprentice named Darth Talon, and she's some sexy Sith right. character, right? I mean, and everyone's like, oh, she's really cool in animation. And then that character shows up in the Ahsoka season 2 or shows up in, you know, alongside Thrawn or whatever. The general audience won't know who that is. And that's to your point, which is like when you bring those characters up in animation, that backstory, that Cad Bane, dropping Cad Bane in there the way they did, we don't know who he is. Like, you know what I mean? Right. I mean, you and I know who he is and we understand his backstory and stuff, but most people were kind of like, why was that significant?
I'll even say that I'm not talking Star Wars fans, but like the casual fans, people who just watched like the Star Wars movies and then probably just watched Mandalorian, right? Because they're like, oh, hey, it's the Disney Plus show. Like, forget about the animation, all about Clone Wars. Like, the majority of people who like Star Wars are people who just watched the movies and then probably started watching Mandalorian. At season 2, that was their first time seeing Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And they did a great job of introducing her and explaining why she is, oh, yeah, I was a Jedi. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Mm-hmm. I was at the temple and I don't know if she says she trained with Anakin or not, but
it was, she referenced it vaguely. Yeah, she vaguely referenced, like, so if we know, we know, but like you didn't need to know.
You didn't need it. Exactly. Yeah. And so then seeing Sabine, I think in, well, I really did not like what they did with her character in the Ahsoka show. Right, I still think they did a great job of like introducing her and introducing Ezra Bridger and, you know, all of those characters. I thought Ahsoka structurally was a very good show.
Yeah,
I didn't particularly like this with what they trying to make Sabine a Jedi. Although I've come back off of that a little bit, but whatever.
Yeah.
So that's just my thought about this Maul show. And maybe it's just they always want to have an animated show going at one point. And so maybe that's just what it is. And technically that is kind of continuing on, right? Like we had Clone Wars and then Bad Batch. I mean, the Rebels actually jumps ahead, but
right.
It still felt like a very good successor to that because it's still a lot of the same characters, Rex and everything. And now we went back to Bad Batch, which Bad Batch was just okay.
Right.
And now we're going to be kind of continuing on with the Maul show. I mean, there's definitely characters inside of the animated universe that you can show up here. You can show here, that will be cool. I'm not saying it won't be like the Garcia sisters or whatever. Remember that right, where they were kind of dabbling in the with Ahsoka there at the end of Clone Wars. Like there's characters that could be cool, but it's just like, wouldn't we be better off doing an animated show that's taking place during the thing? Like, why couldn't it just be an animated version that Mark Hamill voices of Luke Skywalker?
God. You know what I mean? God,
dude. Why? Like why not, dude? I mean, it's so Mark Hamill is probably. I mean, he is known for two characters. He is known for Luke Skywalker and Joker. He is a longtime voice actor. He's actually has more experience voice acting than he does actual acting, and like.
I know.
Why,
dude? That's a really, really good one because that's just straight money that fits into you're gonna build out, because you know think about that, you're building out the Mandoverse and you just showed us Luke Skywalker, so you actually brought him in. We know because we've seen the originals. We know that's him. He's igniting the green. He's going off, going crazy. He has Grogu. He shows back up in Book of Boba Fett, and then you say, you know what? Also in between here, we're going to do a Luke Skywalker exclusive series. The fact that they have not done that is insane.
If you literally just called it Legends of Luke, and it's like Luke Skywalker doing stuff, and it's like,
dude, okay, 1000%. So you're talking about the Darth Maul show, and do we need it now? And the answer is, we don't need that show now. We need a Legends Luke, or just a Luke Skywalker extended animated series where you can have him working with Leia and Han, and even Chewie shows up, and they can tell you a lot. Like, you can do things that add to the live action stuff, just like they did with Clone Wars. That's exactly what they did at Rebels. It's like we in Star Wars accept that. We're like, okay, cool. Like Ahsoka is Anakin's apprentice.
It's also a way to recast the characters where nobody actually gets upset. You don't have to use AI. You don't have to use it because everybody knows in animation, the voices are different.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Yep. Like, it's not, I mean, some people actually did come back and do a little voice work and stuff like that, but
yeah, most, you know, of them it's like, no, right.
But nobody care. Nobody bats an eye at animated voice work.
No. And everyone actually loves the voice actors who worked in Clone Wars and brought
Obi-Wan. Oh, what's his name? James Arnold Taylor voices everything.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. And so I think you're right. I think your focus should have been, you should have books, you should have comic books, you should have animated stuff going on, Grogu little stories, and you should have live action movie and TVs, and it should all be focused there. The whole team at Lucasfilm should be working on that and saying, how do we make this better? You can have some duds. Again, as long as you have like your score an 8, 9 out of 10, you can have, if something doesn't work in a comic book run or you try something out, it's whatever. But like, put the master, all right? Dave Filoni is a master at animation. That's what he's good at. So we know the Darth Maul show will be good. It's just, how is it going to connect? Is it necessary for this moment? Could it be tabled for later on? And could we just put all of our eggs and all of our efforts into the Mandoverse? And I think we should.
Think about the eras, right? So let's go back to what I think is actually, I mean, yes, obviously the originals and everything, but man, when you go back to that prequel era, every game, comics, there was TV, all of this stuff. There's a ton of games. There's like 30 Clone Wars games that came out all within like a relative close time to each other. And man, it just felt like they were all focusing on that prequel era. Now Disney is all, and they have been all over the place. And that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean that they haven't hit on stuff. Like obviously the Rogue One / Andor stuff has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the minute you decided, you know what, the sequel stuff isn't panning out, we need to go in a new direction. What you did was you said, all right, we're going to focus on Mando and we're going to go this little bit of time period. And then suddenly it's a mega hit, but you're still like, yeah, let's do Bad Batch. Because you wanted to do Clone Wars season 7. I get it. That's fine to finish it out. But let's do Bad Batch. Oh, and let's do Skeleton Crew. And let's do, were talking about doing a Lando show. And in Solo. And then you're like, hey, let's start pumping out. Let's have all of the comics and books focus on the High Republic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Matt, do you know why they put them there? I mean, they put them there. I'll tell you why. Because they had no clue what their story was going to be. They have no clue what the story is. They're just sort of, it's the same thing. I do not think Disney or Lucasfilm has learned the lesson from the sequels fully, because they took all their writers, they took all the comic book writers and the novels and whatnot, and they pushed them back 100+ years to start the High Republic series. And instead of having them work alongside and build out, like you said, with the prequel era, that was just building and building and building and building. Video games doing this, and you had some comics, you had prequel novels. You had a lot of novels that were like really cool in between the movies and stuff that are still like legit. You put those people on a back burner and said, we still want you working for us, making stories, just not right, just not with any of this stuff. And you're like, well, what's the story going to be? And they don't know, Matt. They're jumping from here to there, to the Acolyte, to back over here, to Rey, to Dawn of the Jedi. I mean, Dawn of the Jedi, they're throwing it out 20,000 years ago. Like, how far back can we go? I mean, so that's the problem. And I think you bring up a really good point. It's not that the Darth Maul show won't be great. It's also, like, again, Andor, great show. Awesome. The one thing that Andor, I hope, did for Lucasfilm is to say that there's a recipe and a formula for how you make Star Wars. Like, that is how you get the fandom united. Whatever magic happened there, all the different things, that can be done again. And it should be done in the Mandoverse. And we should be focusing on that. We should focus until we finish telling the story there, get it all done. And you could be thinking, how does the Mandoverse, or things that we set up there, tie to our Rey series? Put the Rey series on hold for a second, because you don't know what you're doing yet.
And then you have the Starfighter movie that's coming out that more people are getting attached to. So it's starting to sound a little more legit, finally.
Right.
But it's still now you're going to be doing stuff like here. If the Acolyte was successful,
I know
Star Wars would have Acolyte all the way back here. Mando all the like 10 years after. And then you'd have all this Rey stuff. You'd be in the 4 different timelines.
Yes, you would.
Which
you'd
is be, too much.
Too much. You'd be dropping products that bounce you around anywhere from
like yeah, 250 years.
250 years. Yeah. I mean, like a span. And people just don't understand. The general audience is sort of like, what is going on? And then it gets into gatekeeping in Star Wars, toxicity in the fandom, who knows what, where is canon? And then we're also just sitting here like legacy Star Wars fans like us going like, the stories are crap. So they're not right. even that good. You've set up some, like, you're not even setting up good canvases for us to tell really good stories in those time periods. You've attempted to, and you've almost ruined it. Like that pre-episode one, our idea of pre-episode one, Phantom Menace, what the galaxy is like and what the Jedi Council is like was sacred in my mind. You could dream about it. You could fantasize about Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan and training and the missions. And you could even, wonder what Ki-Adi Mundi was doing back in the day. But now they've told us what Ki-Adi Mundi was doing and it was terrible. And you're just like, God dang. So it is, you do got to be careful. Either if you're going to start making products that extend backwards or forwards or fill gaps, and they're attached to our legacy characters and something that's done really well, God, you've got to literally think that through and you've got to put your best people on it and be focused. I know people say like Star Wars fans are difficult and you can't please everybody, blah, blah, blah. Yes, there is a formula. It's time, money, energy, putting effort, focus determines your reality. And literally what they did in Andor was phenomenal. What they did in Mandalorian season 2, phenomenal. I don't know what happened. Really, Mando season 3 was, like I said, you can have a little bit of a letdown and then we're going to come back. You know what I mean? Like that's not everything in Rebels. Like Dave Filoni, I think, is a great creator. He's a great, great writer. He really likes that slow pace, like really draw out those moments. And so you have some episodes that are kind of duds. You're like, okay. I remember talking to guys at school who were like, even the Mandalorian, they're like, some of these episodes were just too short, just filler. It felt like it was, nothing really happened, and it's just a little adventure that took place. But it slowly built characters that we loved. We became attached to those characters, and we're like, God, I love this. I'm rooting for this to happen. I'm wanting this relationship between Grogu and Din Djarin to just continue to grow. And then wait, Ahsoka and the Force, how can he train him? How can someone, just a regular guy, you know, be a dad or a mentor to this youngling? You know what I mean? And we're fascinated by it. And then it just knocks it out of the park in season 2 and at the finale of season 2. And those people who were saying to me, hey, this was kind of going slow, all of a sudden you're like, did you see that?
Andor same thing was slow.
Same thing.
Andor season 1, man, the first 5 episodes, I was like, I don't know about this show.
Right.
It was a slog.
Yes. Yeah. But again, part of that is they're building. And that's what I mean. When you're doing something like with the Acolyte, for example, it's like, God, are there any of those characters that you care about? Are there any characters that were like attached to and were like, God, I really... like that was tragic when Yord died. It's like, no, like no one really even liked Yord. And then like he's on the screen for a couple seconds and he's dead. Like,
yeah.
The one Jedi master, God, what's her name? Trinity. Right. She's there for a few seconds and she's dead. And it's just like, okay, like I don't care. And I wanted to care. I really actually liked, you know, the idea of going to that time period. I thought it was going to tie the High Republic and Disney was going to hit it out of the park, but they failed. Because their focus is split, as yeah. Matt's been saying, it's split all over the place. But I will say, anything else? Because I want to we tie this into the next episode.
I think that's fair for this segment today. So we will tie that into next time's episode, where we're going to be talking a little about what a group of characters that should come back to possibly fix Star Wars. We've been talking a lot about like, man, some of the issues we have. And
right.
I think you're right in what we're going to talk about next time, which is really just how to fix Star Wars.
Yeah, definitely. So. It needs a fix. And so stay tuned for that next episode, because I've got the solution. I want to talk to Matt about it. It's good. It would save the day if Lucasfilm would just listen.
1000%. So, hey, with that, guys, I want to thank you for hanging out in hyperspace. Our next episode. Oh, like I just said, I haven't cleaned up the dock yet. We're getting back into the swing of things here.
Okay? Yeah.
I want to thank you for hanging out in hyperspace, guys. If you want to leave us a comment, send us your thoughts, you know, we will try to do our best to get those on the show. I do believe we have a transmission. I think it's just people message us that, hey, glad you guys are back. Captain Jack Haskell, he's somebody who's certainly invested
in
the knee and stuff. I've seen him. So, but you can always send those transmissions to hyperspacehangout@gmail.com.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks so much. As always, may the force be with you. And never forget that traveling through hyperspace ain't like dusting crops.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.